This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Oh, definitely poorly, because if you look at the statistics, we've basically had no tourism growth here for 10 years because we have no tourism strategy plan. Haven't had since they tried to enact the 1998 Douglas Shire strategy plan that didn't get passed or didn't get implemented by the council of the day because of politics. Since then, we had the Melbourne Business School in 2012 after an exhaustive six-week investigation into the health of the economy in Douglas Shire. They produced their Douglas Shire strategy plan, and again, 150 slides of wonderful content, advice, recommendations, but never got implemented. So the fundamental answer to your question is we have no leadership looking after and formulating any tourism strategy plan, short, medium or long term. Therefore, the results for next year's tourism will be accidental because you can't operate without a budget in today's business environment.
Where's the leadership?
I don't know, but they tend to show themselves when there's some bright news on the horizon or something's happened accidentally that's fortuitous.
And they take the credit for it.
And they take the credit, and good on them for doing that. But what I'd like to see is real leadership, which is when things get tough, what you need to do when you've got bad news, get it out there, take ownership of it, and make sure that you explain to the voting public, the average punter, the people who live here, explain what's going on, why there's a problem, what you're doing to fix it. That's all part of engagement and transparency, and we should expect that of any of our leaders in the Shire.
During the meeting, you mentioned something that got me, was that you said some businesses, but say in Port Douglas, are not hiring cleaners. They're doing their own cleaning, these businesses, because they can't afford to hire a cleaner.
Correct. Well, that's what happens when you don't have tourism growth certainty, when you have occupancy levels of no better than 60% on average for the whole year. What happens, you get squeezed when it comes to profit, because what also happens all the time is your costs go up, including the cost of cleaning. So if you've got a decision to make, shall I spend any time analysing what's happened in my resort over the last six months or 12 months, and I've got to decide between that and can I afford to get a cleaner? The answer is a lot of them end up taking a portable phone, mobile phone with them while they do the cleaning and take bookings on the way. I've heard that firsthand.
Now, talking of bookings, this is a $500 million industry.
Yes.
In the Douglas Shire. And we are letting people like Booking.com and Expedia rip, you say, 70% of our tourism dollar away from us. How is that happening? How is that possible?
Well, essentially, they've been able to do it because they have large war chests. They're on a global scale, so they exist in every country now. And they own television marketing. They own, you know, all of the metadata. Their websites are wonderful booking sites for any customer anywhere in the world. So they've invested in technology, in booking platforms that are second to none. And if we had a collective tourism organisation here in the Shire managing on the same platform in a similar way, we wouldn't need Booking.com or Expedia. We'd have our own, and guess what? We would know who those customers were.
And of course, we keep the bucks here.
Most importantly, you know, we're sending essentially the profit for tourism out of the Shire and more to these large global, you know, behemoths that have just come in and pillaged. They didn't ask to do it, by the way. They were allowed to do it. They had no invitation. They just saw the opportunity, and not just in Australia. It's every country in the world. So we're just playing catch up.
Well, the Douglas Shire Council. Now, you do expect your council to show leadership.
Tourism is, should be front and centre in terms of council and how they address the economy. But I've often had conversations with leaders in the council, and as soon as you mention tourism and the word growth in particular, growth, it's all right to mention tourism. Mention tourism health, by the way, and that gets a nod in the right direction. Tourism growth. Now, it's the elephant in the room that never gets discussed. You ask anyone in council what the tourism growth forecast is for the next 6 months or the next year, no one will be able to tell you.
Why don't they want to discuss the elephant in the room?
Because it's not a commercially driven organisation. And because tourism is a big business, it's a commercially driven business, needs to have that commercial nous. Where the best regions in the world who are alive to this are the Saint-Tropez, the Carmel, California, the Queenstown. It's not that we have to invent any new wheel here. It's already happening. It's called best practice. And in the best communities around the world, if you want your community to shine, you look for best practice communities of a similar ilk to yours. And that's what we should be doing, instead of which we're introspective, we're inhibiting, we're not transparent, we keep things to ourselves, we don't want to be found out, and therefore when there's good news, we want to be out there presenting it, but when there's bad news, it's hard to deal with. It's the system especially is broken. The tourism business model really hasn't been overhauled for 30 years. And all we need to do is overhaul it. Get some bright sparks round the table. It's not Jerry Island. It's you just need good thought, common sense, bit of intellect, and off you go.
I don't want to be negative because I really push being positive about our tourism industry. That's what it's about. And so do you too. You want to be positive about it. But it's like a big ship. It's going to take a while to turn that big ship around. So we've got to start, haven't we? And what would you immediately do? If, say, you were in power right now, you're in charge of tourism in the Douglas Shire, what would you do immediately?
What I'd do immediately is I would search out a collective, a small team of no more than, let's say, 8, maximum 10 people that came from diverse experience.
Pros.
People with nous, with experience, common sense, good networks, but were essentially committed to what the Melbourne Business School recommended. You know, the blueprint is in that Melbourne Business School plan. They had a sector which was all about what the leadership should do, so that you unite the Douglas Shire in terms of its sub-regions, in terms of its industry sectors, and you get everybody on the same page. It's basically a scorecard for what's been happening, what's happening now, what are we going to do about the challenges ahead? And you can't get too far ahead of yourself. You can't solve diversity issues it's going to take 15 to 30 years, but you can fix tourism because it's already a half a billion dollar business. And if we could get tourism occupancy, for example, as one objective that we got around the table and said, this is how we're going to address it. We're going to move the needle from 60% to 65%, then to 70%, then to 75%, and we'd see the value improvement and the profit improvement, and we'd get the confidence of the individual operators, and all of a sudden people would want to know what we were doing and how. And all we'd be doing would be putting our own best practice based on a collective nous. So it's not down to an individual. It's not a singular economic development officer. We need a team of professionals, and there are very good people. You've seen in this community hall today, there's some really clever thinking, good thinking, people who are passionate about living here and want to do what's right for the Shire.
Jerry Island, thank you.
You're welcome, Paul. Thank you.